Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously, we were reading about the different occasions for reciting Durood, continuing with that. Durood Sharif should also be recited at the time of slaughtering animals, when making a business transaction, when drawing up a will, when reciting a nikah khutbah during the early and late part of each day, at the time of going to sleep, on setting out on a journey, when mounting or boarding a vehicle, when suffering from insomnia, sleeplessness, on going to the marketplace, when entering the home, when commencing the writing of a book, when one feels sad, restless, or experiences, when a drowning takes place, when there is an epidemic, on commencing and completing a dua, during the course of the dua, when a person has a buzzing sound in his ear, when the foot becomes numb, after sneezing, when having misplaced something, when seeing something pleasant, when repenting from committing a sin, when in need of anything and on every good occasion. When one is accused of something unpleasant and he is innocent, Durood Sharif should be recited. When meeting friends, when joining and leaving a gathering, when completing a full recitation of the Qur'an Majeed, when making dua for memorizing the Qur'an, on starting any lecture, and whenever the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, Durood Sharif should not be left out when knowledge is being taught, when a hadith is being recited, and when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being written. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.